Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Hey, mate, I haven't got time for a long intro because we got a lot of DC stuff to talk about. Roll that intro.
Great mates!
Oh my God, Troy.
that was intense.
That was so intense. We have so much to talk about. We just had DC Fandom. What a weird name to call it. Just call it like DC Fandom.
Fandom.
Fandome.
But it was in a dome.
It was a virtual dome.
It's still a dome.
Mm.
A virtual dome is a dome.
Mate, I know enough flat earthers to say that we're all under a dome.
That's exactly right. It was specifically designed for the flat earthers of the world.
That's right. Yeah. And you know what? These trailers pushed me over the edge.
Oi, nice one.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Hey, where do we even start?
Holy moly.
There's probably a good four or five things we need to discuss.
All right.
And I think we should do them in order of importance.
Okay.
Which I have decided.
Oh, you've decided.
Yeah.
Okay, so first one we're talking about is obviously Suicide Squad.
Right? Suicide Squad. No, actually, look, order of importance, the first one would be the whatever the animated Black Adam shit was.
Oh,
that
man.
That we saw.
That was, hey, you know what? It's a thing.
Hey, look.
I feel like The Rock was sitting back on his lounge chair at home doing that voiceover into, like, holding his phone just up to his mouth.
He was. It's like one of those, you know how you can pay celebrities to give you a shout out?
Yeah,
like
that was a cameo. Yeah.
He was basically just doing a cameo in his own friggin' trailer. Interesting choice. I guess nothing's been done, so what can you do? And they wanted to show something.
You think they would at least have something.
Something.
Like put him in a suit.
Legitimately just put him in a suit.
Put him in the Shazam suit and just fucking make it black.
You could do that.
They did that with the Superman suit.
you could legitimately, you could have done that with next to, you probably could have done that easier than putting together some hideous artistic bullshit or whatever that was.
You know what that reminded me of?
What?
That really, really bad thing that Marvel used to do. Where they animated
that was Marvel Knights.
Yeah, Marvel Knights.
The animated version of Marvel Knights.
Yeah, absolutely terrible, man.
Remember we watched the Black Panther one of that and we both wanted to die?
Yeah, I think we got like 10 minutes in and then we were like, you know what? This is Wakanda never ever.
Wakanda for never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's way better.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it was not good, but yeah, I agree. It was very similar to that. It was all like still motion or whatever. Like
Like one of those Facebook 3D pictures.
Yeah, pretty much. I guess the biggest thing to come out of it, though, is that they have announced that it's coming in 2021, apparently. That's a thing. And that the Justice Society of America, for the most part,
will play a role in it. That excites me because you want to know the one reason?
Dr. Fate, probably.
Dr. Fate? Oh, shit, I didn't even think of Dr. Fate. Okay, yeah. Two reasons.
Well, okay.
Surely it's
three
has,
reasons.
No. You know what? It has to be him fighting Dr. Fate.
It has to be him fighting the Justice Society of America.
Surely, you would think
all
so.
All of
hey.
Them. He's strong enough to take them all on.
At least.
Especially fucking Hawkman.
Oh,
get out of here.
I'm pretty excited to see Hawkman in this.
Are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, I, man.
He's a completely underrated character in the comics.
My expectation levels are at zero. And I know a lot of people, are keen. But just think about this for a second. Now, I've always been a little bit harsh on The Rock. And his ability to act, as it were. I've always said, really nice guy.
Yeah.
Seems like a lovely guy. Super successful. Just can't act for shit. He always just plays The Rock in everything he does. Case in point, the voiceover work, which is literally just him being The Rock. So either that's the voice he's just using for that, or that's the voice he's going to bring to Black Adam. And if that's the case, he may as well just be an ancient fucking Samoan.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I mean? Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just make him an ancient American Samoan.
Oh, I think that's honestly, they would be better off doing that with him because The Rock cannot do the range of an accent.
No.
No. Like, he goes, I can flex my muscles in a different language, but I can't actually, like, fake a different voice.
Have you seen Hercules? Case in point, Hercules. Case closed.
Yeah, there you go.
Done.
Look, no, the thing I'm actually really excited about is an old school Flash.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like fair a Jay point. Garrick.
Yeah. That's, well, they haven't announced that.
I know.
So they've only announced certain characters from the JSA. So it's not necessarily that you're going to get every single character, but at the very least, you've got Dr. Fate and Hawkman and someone else. I can't remember who. Old mate.
The Knight or whatever it is.
The Knight.
Yeah. Yep. You know, those real old school characters.
Yeah, yeah.
Those real Silver Age.
Anything else you want to say about Black Adam before we move on? Because
no.
Are you, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best Rock movie, which is obviously Hobbs and Shaw.
I was going to say Skyscraper.
Skyscraper is a solid 4.
Yeah.
So on the scale of 1 to Hobbs and Shaw, how much The Rock are you?
5.
Oh, you're a 5.
Yeah. And that's like a generous 5.
Okay.
Because I'm more excited about the other characters that we'll be seeing in this.
So you're like a Rampage.
Rampage level.
Okay. Fair enough. I would say I'm probably somewhere around the same.
Yeah.
Next thing I think in matter of importance would probably then be Suicide Squad.
I feel like this is just a fuck you to Marvel, especially with James Gunn saying, this is the most intense I've ever filmed.
Well, the thing is, he is going back to do Guardians of the Galaxy 3, so he can't burn too many bridges.
I know, but I feel like he got paid extra to say that.
Absolutely.
I guarantee you. But this looks... I don't know what to make of this. It kind of looks very, very crazy and very, very full on. It has a huge roster.
It has a huge roster, which means a lot of people are going to die.
Yeah.
Not just two of them.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what actually excites me about this is that maybe they'll have the balls to fuck off Harley Quinn.
No.
You don't reckon?
Nope. No chance. There are two people that guarantee make it through this movie. And that is Idris Elba.
Of course.
And Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
They're the, and probably Amanda Waller and probably Rick Flagg. But take those other two out. You are guaranteed that Harley Quinn and Bloodsport are going to be there at the end.
Yeah. Do you think it's a bit of a cop out that just didn't make him a Deadshot?
Well, I genuinely thought Will Smith was coming back for this movie.
So did I. I would have thought, I honestly thought he was going to be like a surprise throw in.
Yeah, but no.
Because imagine how cool it would have been if it was like the Justice League, Suicide Squad versus Deadshot.
Yeah, well, that would be cool.
Because that would be like, okay, Deadshot's like, he's a pretty big character.
Yeah.
Oh my God, imagine if it was Deadshot teaming up with Deathstroke.
Oh, there are so many things they could do. Look, my excitement levels were meh because I had not seen a thing prior to this.
Mm.
My excitement levels are through the roof. I think it looks like it's going to be just fucking mental, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think it's going to be – I think as soon as this movie starts, it's going to be pedal to the metal all the way through.
Yeah, and like when you look at some of the characters that they're bringing in as well, like you know, like things like Polka Dot Man.
Yeah. You see he actually uses his – like they show him using his powers.
Yeah, which is good.
It's insane because I first saw the suit and I was like, is that a mocap suit? Like, because I thought, oh, maybe he's playing King Shark.
Yeah, no.
And I was like, oh, no, wait, that's Polka Dot Man.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's kind of, you know, like that sort of thing. And then they've got Nathan Fillion playing TDK, which I believe is the detachable kid, which I believe is a different name for Fall Off Boy. Man.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So I think that's pretty cool. Yeah. So, you know, all of these very kind of dispensable characters that will most definitely not see it into the third act, but man, I like that they've just gone balls to the wall. There's like a character list of like 20 people.
And it's so cool because it really does open up that whole DC universe to like, hey, there's other people out there.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just the Batmans, the Wonder Womans, the Aquamans, the Supermans. It's no, there's fucking stupid characters like this too.
Absolutely. And if anyone can take a bunch of stupid characters that no one's ever heard of and make something fucking amazing from it,
it's James Gunn.
Who else but James Gunn?
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, so yeah, how you feeling?
I am, yeah, you know, I'm pretty excited for that. I just think that's going to be the funnest movie to come out for DC in a long time.
Yeah.
I just hope it's so much better than that first Suicide Squad.
Oh, come on now.
I want it to be like really messed up too. Because
yeah.
With that many characters, there has to be like a high level of, I guess, disposability to these characters. So I just want blood and guts everywhere.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's confirmed to be an R rating.
Oh, awesome.
So I think we're good to go.
Yeah.
As far as actual, and that was one of the many problems, but one of the biggest problems with the first Suicide Squad is that, you know, it kind of was watered down. It was a bit too PG.
Yeah.
And, you know, they even had to use the old, you know, faceless being things.
Ridiculous.
For them to kill, you know. That's not going to happen this time.
Thank God.
James Gunn won't let it happen.
Thank God.
He once tweeted some weird shit on the internet. Almost had lost his job for it. This guy's not scared of anything.
Yeah, that's right. He'll come for you.
He'll come for you. Next, are you happy to move on from
yeah, I think
squad.
So. I mean, there's not too much to really say about it.
John Cena's in it. Did
yeah,
you
John,
see him?
Yeah. No. No, I wish we did see King Shark though.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah.
He looks good in the still shot that you get. Like he does look good. If that's how he's going to look, I think it looks pretty cool.
He looked very smooth though.
You got to think if they can make King Shark look pretty good
on the Flash,
the CW show.
He actually looks amazing in The Flash.
Relatively compared to some of the other shit you see.
Oh, man.
But hey, I think it's going to be good. That's my final word.
I think it's going to be good. Troy Spinner.
Troy Spinner.
It's 2020.
You're going to see that on the front cover of the DVD.
Yeah.
The Blu-ray when it comes out on the back. 4 stars.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Not even 5.
Yeah. No, 4.5.
4.5. I think it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyway, next in my personal list of importance would be the Wonder Woman 84 trailer. And the reason why I say this is because, A, I didn't watch it until right before this because I didn't really want to see any more. And B, because this movie has been coming for such a long time. I just want it.
Yeah, it's like... we've wanted this movie for the longest time, and it's been pushed back so many times. It got pushed back because of Star Wars, which is, I feel like that was a year ago now.
It was a year ago? Yes.
So we could have been enjoying this movie a long ass time ago.
Yep. This movie was scheduled for December of last year. Then it was pushed to June of this year. Then it was pushed again to God knows when. I don't even know
when it's coming out.
I'm not sure what the release date is because of COVID.
Yeah.
So here we are now just sitting here twiddling our thumbs going, you know, come on. Let's just give us this movie already.
Surely it's in the can.
Oh, it's done.
You would think so.
If this movie is not finished.
Something's wrong at DC.
Something is dead set wrong at DC. What's your thoughts on the trailer?
I loved it.
You know,
I'm a huge Wonder Woman fan, and anything that is related to that character in this universe, I'm always down for.
Yeah.
The villain, Maxwell Lord, is an interesting choice because it seems like he just gains control of the whole world.
Somehow. Yeah.
And it seems like that's maybe something pretty major.
Maybe if you had friends.
Mind you, you've got to remember this is before she makes those friends.
That's true.
In 1984. But I feel like if this has happened, how come there's like no reference to like these ultimate changes to the world? Maybe it's very condensed to where it happens.
It possibly could be, yeah. We'll just have to see what happens when the movie comes out in 2084.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
on the 100th anniversary of it being originally made.
What is this, New Mutants?
Yeah, it has to be.
Hey, that thing's coming out soon.
Oh, yeah?
Legitimately, it's coming out. I'm pretty sure they decided to send it to Disney Plus or something.
I hope they do.
Or what? No. Would it be Disney Plus? No, not Disney Plus. Somewhere else. Netflix.
But, no, it'll go on Disney.
No, it would be Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that. But quote, I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Yeah.
But quote,
no, I think
it use is. A direct quote.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be pretty good. New Mutants.
Whoa.
Troy 2017.
Jesus, man. That movie could not go back for reshoots ever. The kids will be 40 years old now.
They are 40 years
old. Yeah, man. But no, Wonder Woman 1984 looks very, very good. I am a little bit disappointed that it isn't going to be Martian Manhunter being Chris Pine.
Well, is any of that? Well, okay. Sure, probably not. But has anything been confirmed as to how he even exists?
Well, my understanding from the trailer is that Maxwell Lord gets that stone, which is going to be the MacGuffin of the film.
Right. The reality stone.
The reality stone. Yeah. Crosses dimensions.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Essentially he puts it out into the world and everyone gets what they want.
Right.
And that's what she wants the most.
Right. And she probably doesn't even know.
Yeah.
So she just wants to bang.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wants to bang Steve Trevor.
Yeah.
Because she hasn't met Steve Rogers. That's why.
That's why.
Because if she did, be Steve Sandwich.
Oh, yummy.
Yep. Anyway. Sure. Okay. So she wants to bang. And so she just, I guess, wishes without knowing that she's doing it.
Yeah. Maybe? Well, I think it's like your deepest desires or something they said.
Right.
And that's what she wants. Like, you've been alive for a long ass time. I'm pretty sure that guy died a long ass time ago, and you could have met like a million other
World
dudes.
World War One.
Yeah.
It was like 1920 probably.
Mm.
And so she's had a good 64 years.
Yeah.
And you're telling me Chris Pine is just that good.
That good.
Well, probably.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Oh, 64 years good, but still, whatever. Cheetah. We see Cheetah.
Yeah. In the dark.
Sort of in the dark.
Very, obscured. Very much in the dark.
It's very much
blurry.
Well, that's the DC thing, isn't it? Because we're assuming that this is probably going to be, it won't be the end battle, because I can't see the end battle being necessarily between those two. It's got to be something to do with.
No, it 100% will be between those two. She's got her, like, battle suit armor on, which is from Geoff Johns. No, not Geoff Johns. It's from pretty good comic book series that I am reading at the moment, and my mind is completely blank.
Excellent.
But
knowing you, I'd assume it's Injustice.
No.
Or The Boys.
No, yeah, from The Boys. Yeah. No, it's I can't remember it off the top of my head. It's
all right, cool. It'll
come to me later on.
Okay.
Everyone, people are screaming at me. They're
just
like,
shout it out.
It's from Kingdom Come, Cade, and that's where it's from.
Oh, okay. Excellent. we got there.
We got there.
Hey,
thanks for your help, everyone. Hey. Your voice was channeling into me then.
It was like, you know how Goku channels the energy of the world to create a spirit bomb?
Everyone was giving me chi.
They were giving you chi.
Yeah.
They're giving you cheek.
Yeah, that's probably what they fucking give you a good slap if you give me that much cheek
slap
again.
On the cheek. Hey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyway, I don't know, my personal opinion, don't think that's the last fight. Because I feel like the last fight, you know, it's probably going to be bigger than that. Because that's the whole Maxwell Lord thing, this whole reality, whatever. Who knows? But I will say this, pretty disappointed in how Cheetah looks. Just because of the face.
You know, it's hard, hey, because how do you do it?
Exactly. And I mean, you know, are we too spoiled because of, I don't know.
Well, if you really think of it, like, it is an absolute ridiculous character to try humanize.
Yeah, I don't know why they would have picked that one.
Yeah, by the way. Like, of everything. Because, okay, great example, King Shark.
Yes.
Looks absolutely fantastic in the image that we see because they embrace that it is fully a shark.
It's just a full shark.
Yeah.
That can walk and talk.
Yeah, absolutely. But even Killer Croc, like, think back to the first. That was towing the line because it was too human.
Yeah.
And when you see the, and to be fair, it's like being very, very minimal of what we've seen.
Of course.
Of Cheetah, yep. In the dark, very blurry. Just keep it that way so I never have to complain about it.
Yeah. Hey, if DC does anything well,
dark and blurry.
Dark and blurry in their final battle scenes. Anything else you want to say about Wonder Woman 1984 before we move on to the two big ones?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Well, the final two, the big two.
Ooh.
What's going to be number two? What's going to be number one? Of course, number two, which is also in reference to a shit,
wow.
Will be
wow.
The Snyder Cut.
Okay.
Trailer.
I really dug it.
2 minutes of slow motion. Even the song was in slow motion.
I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I like the fact that they released it in the like IMAX, I guess, square shape.
Yep.
It's like, sweet.
That's something.
That's different. Way to go, Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
I can really enjoy that on my old friggin' 4x3 CRT TV.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I see that a lot more Flash and a lot more Cyborg in this.
Well, it's not a lot more. It's the stuff that we were seeing
in the original. Yeah.
You know, when that sort of stuff was coming through anyway. You know, we're going to see a little bit of a backstory of the Flash, and we're going to see a little bit of a backstory of Cyborg. And that's fine. Like, that's all good. And hopefully, you know, I mean, it's obviously going to do a lot better at building the story than whatever mess we got.
Yeah.
Because we didn't get any backstory for any of these people, really. The biggest, well, not the biggest issue I have, but here's a thing. No Commissioner Gordon. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Where is he? That's all I wanted.
Well, you know,
I wanted more J.K. Simmons out of my trailer.
Wait. Out of everything.
Yep.
You...
That dude got jacked for that role, and he deserves every second on screen.
He did, but he got overly jacked. It's like Commissioner Gordon is always in a trench coat
because he can't wear regular shirts.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
he doesn't have anything on underneath.
No, he does. He just has a singlet.
Yeah,
but it's like one of those real like Y-framed.
It's like a chesty bond.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
it's just him rolling around in a chesty bond singlet in a fucking trench coat.
Yeah, pretty much. But look, I am so stoked for the Snyder Cut. The way that they're doing it over four, I don't know, would they be called episodes or volumes? I guess might be the way to think of it.
Yeah. Issues.
Oh, I do like that. Issues. That's a good way of referencing it.
Yeah.
I feel like, I think it's going to feel rushed.
Yeah,
because how do you do a big battle?
Look, I remember seeing this somewhere, and I'm sorry I can't reference who said it, but I remember seeing somewhere that somebody said that they should give you the option of watching it in either one four-part,
yeah,
or one full four-hour movie, or four individual parts.
Yeah, I'll take the 4 hour every day.
Yeah,
because I don't think like the story's gonna lose anything from it, but. I feel like there's going to be a backstory for Darkseid.
Yeah.
Because there'll be this whole Wonder Woman thing of, oh, I know who this is.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get the Flash because it looks like we're seeing more of his backstory, but it also looks like we're getting a bit of time travel because it looks like he's in the Speed Force.
Yeah, yeah. Running like a dickhead.
Running like an absolute wanker.
Yeah.
We're obviously getting a lot more Cyborg, and Cyborg's supposed to be the heart of this.
Yeah.
So, ironic.
Because he has no heart.
Yeah, it's and nothing else. Then we have the Superman story that's supposed to happen from the original.
Yeah.
And then we still got to have this battle.
Yeah.
With a much better looking Steppenwolf.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know.
Fuck off.
I haven't seen enough. You know who does look shit, though?
Who?
And I'm not just saying this because I've hated on this project for years now, is Darkseid.
Yeah, but that's a young Darkseid. That's literally a Darkseid from like over 4,000 years ago.
I don't know what that means.
It's because he's not Darkseid there yet.
Who is he?
I should have researched.
Okay, excellent. Well brought to the table, yeah. Sir. So you're saying, so the big, thicker, gray, blue... suit wearing Darkseid that we know in the comics is just this dark side, but in middle age.
Yeah,
like it's
absolutely
kind of thickened out a little
bit. I think the term dark side, it's more of a mantle than anything. You know, like Captain America.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true.
I'm pretty sure it's true.
All right. Well, anyway, the point is, even if it's teenage dark side, it still doesn't look that good. So what do you say about that?
I think that's your opinion.
Okay.
Excellent. And you're entitled to it. Whether it's right or wrong, it is whatever you want.
Look, I think the biggest issue with this whole thing is with the amount of hype that has surrounded this movie for years.
Uxas was his young
man. Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, you know that, don't you?
I do now that you tell me.
Yeah, I see this look of realization on your face.
It's like, that's right.
Yeah.
And he calls himself Darkseid because he goes through an emo phase in college.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
This starts going through My Chemical
Romance.
Yeah. Hey, talking about My Chemical Romance.
Oh.
Perfect segue.
Absolutely.
How? Oh, wait, was there anything else you need to say?
No. Not. I think the only thing I was going to say is that I think this has to deliver and has to deliver hard, because if it doesn't, if it's anything short of spectacular, it has not lived up to the hype that has surrounded it, let me tell you. My Chemical Romance. Not really sure why that's a segue into what. No, okay, I get it now.
Yeah, you get it?
I was thinking more The Umbrella Academy you know, the creator of The Umbrella Academy is the lead singer from My Chemical Romance.
Oh, is he really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
However, I understand what you're talking about. You're talking about emo Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Batman trailer.
Holy fuck, man.
Holy fuck.
So keen for this. I was blown away.
My God.
If there is any doubt in anyone's mind that Robert Pattinson,
Pattinson
is the man for the job here.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Eat a dick.
Yeah, you're just straight up wrong.
Yeah.
Just gobble that up like a turkey.
Nom, nom, nom. Yeah, you should really, because look, and I fully understand that this is like a 2-minute trailer and, you know, they're going to show us, well, you know, as trailers do, or they try to do, they're going to show us their best stuff.
Well, right? Actually, the thing is, they haven't got a choice to show what they really want because they've only shot 25% of the film.
Right. See, I did see that. I wasn't sure if that was legit or not.
100% legit to my knowledge of not
that one thing. That one thing that I read on the internet that one time.
No, but multiple sources are claiming it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is Variety one of them? Then get out of here.
No.
Okay.
I didn't check Variety.
It's one of the only two that I trust Variety and The Hollywood Reporter.
Oh, it's definitely The Hollywood Variety.
The Hollywood Variety.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this, man, look, I don't know. This is the thing that is exciting about this thing, right? It has been shared a million billion times, and I have yet to see a shit comment. I haven't been looking, but just in the comments that I have seen, I haven't seen anybody, you know, bringing out the old, oh, fucking sparkle, fucking vampire cunt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think people are kind of, you know, they're starting to see with that 2 minutes what this could possibly be.
Totally. And I think they've really made a mark, especially with one scene in this trailer where it's obviously Batman beating down a thug and then continues to beat down the thug.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm vengeance. And you just hear all the fanboys go,
bah! Oh my God. He like said the line.
That hits at home. Yeah. It's just like nothing you can say can make this bad now.
Yeah. And you know, and you get a better look at the Batmobile.
Yeah.
And it looks fucking cool.
It looks bad ass, you know, man.
Everyone was talking shit about that for a bit. I will say this. There's one thing that I don't like. I don't like Robert Pattinson's parted fucking hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand this is young Bruce Wayne and it's like year two of the Batman, of being the Batman.
But it looks like he just said that out of a My Chemical Romance
However, concert. Yeah, that's true. However, I just rewatched the Nolan trilogy on my days off.
Oh, yeah.
Right? As you do. And there is a scene in Batman Begins where Christian Bale is about to embark on his journey to become Batman.
Yeah.
Right? And they're trying to make him look young.
So and they give him really that shit wig, hey? Yeah. And it's very much the same, isn't it?
No, it's not like that. It's not parted down the middle or anything like that. But it's like you can be Christopher Nolan making the Nolan trilogy and still give Bruce Wayne slash Batman shit hair.
Yeah.
And so you can forgive Robert Pattinson for having a fucking emo part.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I think he looks amazing in this suit.
Oh, man, the suit looks fucking great.
It looks so good.
And this is, and you know, and these are all things that people were, you know, were kind of picking on. Remember when they did the helmet review or whatever? People were like, oh, that looks shit. And all this sort of stuff.
I was like, oh, man, everything just looks the best. This is exactly what I wanted from a Batman.
Yeah. Now look at it.
It's like, you motherfuckers, this is what you saw 6 months ago and you hated it.
You hated it. Fucking bandwagoners. Yeah. yeah, anyway.
So, yeah, honestly, I'm really excited for the Riddler in this because apparently this is going to be a Riddler, a new version of the Riddler that we've never seen before. And you know what I want from this Riddler?
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Like just an exact ripoff of Jim Carrey's
I want
version.
That. The guy who's taping it up, that is Jim Carrey.
That's just Jim Carrey. Yeah,
uncredited.
the guy that's getting taped up?
Yeah. And killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that version of the Riddler.
Yeah, sweet.
No, I want this Riddler to be like Jigsaw. Like really fucking messed up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that I think that's good. What we're going to get. Well, because I think, that's how the Riddler should be.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the way that they're heading with this sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, there are detractors for the whole gritty style Batman take, but hey, fuck them.
And you know what? Your Sunday cartoons are still there to go watch.
Exactly.
Go watch that Batman.
Read a comic book.
Yeah.
Go see that. Go do that. Everything. Catwoman. See you for a bit. Yeah. Well, what?
It is what it is, I guess.
It's still cool.
Oh, I guess.
I guess my point is they're not like hiding their people. You know what I mean?
Unless you're talking about the Penguin. Because then you have to go, is that the fucking Penguin?
Is that the Penguin? Well, because you're thinking, you know, like Tim Burton Penguin, like Danny DeVito dressed up with like sharp. Yeah, exactly. With sharp teeth and a fucking top hat and shit. Whereas realistically, he's just a fucking crime boss.
Yeah. He's just a mobster.
Yeah. And so, you know, this is probably a more accurate version of the Penguin.
Oh, no,
probably
totally.
Not as fat.
Yeah.
To be fair. But Colin Farrell can only be so fat.
That's a fat suit on him.
That's a fat suit on. That's two fat suits on
him.
Yeah. Because Colin Farrell is ripped.
He's
always.
Jacked. He's like 1% body fat.
He is. And that is his dick.
Yeah. Which is 100%.
That's 100% fat.
Yeah.
Anyway. Moving on. It looks good.
It looks great. I think I'm very, very. It's a toss up between. I think Wonder Woman and the Batman full movie of the year from DC. Because I'm not counting Zack Snyder because it cheats. It gets four goes at one thing.
Yeah. It's literally almost had four goes in the cinema as well.
Almost.
I will say that it's going to be the Batman for sure. I think it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Four stars.
3.5.
3.5 stars.
Above average.
You can quote me on that.
There you go.
That is it. Let us know what you think is going to be the best out of those. A Dark Horse Suicide Squad, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I want Suicide Squad to be the best movie ever.
I want them all to succeed. I just know that Black Adam
is going to be the best.
Probably not.
No, it's going to be the best.
It's going to be the best. Let us know what you think is the best or will be the best.
Or what was your favorite?
What was your favorite?
Yeah.
How do you feel now about being wrong about Robert Pattinson, you dickhead?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Let us know how wrong you were.
Let us know how wrong you were.
On a scale of 1 to 18 punches in the face.
Yeah. I guess that'll be it for us then. That's it. We'll be back next week with another episode. My name is Troy.
My name's Cade.
This has been great, mates.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.